hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody's having an absolutely wonderful day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I watched a movie last night, and it was interesting. I streamed it, and it was about enemies among us. And it was a New Zealand man, and he basically went into detail about how New Zealand had been taken over by the socialists and the communists, and how the United States was on the same path. And then he started listing the literally 60 or 70 people who were congressional members and also senatorial members who were basically part of the Communist Party or were affiliated with the Communist Party. And I watched it for about 40 minutes and I got disgusted with it because he wasn't really telling the narrative of what happened and what happened. It was politically correct communist exposure, if you believe that, if there's such a thing. But he wasn't going back into the detail of the Bolshevik Revolution like I did yesterday. Wasn't talking about the international banking cartels. So we left the big gorilla in the room out of the picture. But he did talk about it. And he had a big expose on Bernie Sanders. And he was talking about how Bernie Sanders was a hardcore communist leftist socialist. How he had vacationed and honeymooned in Moscow, even during when it was the USSR. Member of all these different communist organizations. And he was a devout, just hardcore leftist, socialist, communist. Now, the thing that bothers me with all of this is the mainstream media bias in favor of this, because again, they're controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel, which are hardcore socialist communists who are trying to bring in the new world order. And no one puts the pieces of this puzzle together properly. Now, we do the best we can. I mean, we try to expose all of it, and you know, we've taken a lot of heat for that. And I've got a lot of my friends go, wow, Ted, you shouldn't be talking about that. And I'm like, talking about what? History? What the Bolsheviks did? What Stalin did? What Lenin did? What Marx did? What Engels did? Can't talk about it. What Schofield did? What Untermeyer did? Can't talk about any of this stuff? Oh, no, 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 no. These are forbidden. You can't talk about these things. I'm like, why not? Oh, no, because the powers that be, they'll know that you're – wait a minute. The people who are the powers that be are the ones who did all this stuff. And if we continue to hide with our head in the sand and pretend like none of this stuff happened and, you know, and forget about history, yesterday I was talking to some friends of mine, and, you know, and these guys are all pilots, and they're really nice people. And it was funny because I was talking about history and what Stalin did and the tens of millions of people that were killed in the Communist Revolution and after, and the millions and millions of Jews and Christians and Russian Orthodox who were murdered by these crazy regimes. And I told him, I said, you need to read the book, The Bad War, and take a look at what happened as far as from what happened in Germany during the war from a different perspective. And I'll never forget it. One of the guys' name is Brian, and he's sitting on his computer, and he's got a Google Yahoo search engine. He types in there The Bad War, and nothing came up, Austin. I mean, it was a blank screen. I mean, blank, blank, blank. There was nothing even there. And he said, there's nothing about this, Ted. There's no such thing. And I laughed, and I said, you're using a Google Yahoo search engine. He goes, well, yeah, of course. He says, this one's on the computer. I said, switch to DuckDuckGoGo. He said, well, it won't let me do that. I said, well, just type DuckDuckGoGo into the search bar and go ahead and click into it from, you know, back, through the back door that way. That way it'll bring it up, and you can put it in, you can search it. And as soon as he did that, he had hundreds of articles that came up, including a full PDF of The Bad War. And he went, whoa. He says, I didn't expect that. He goes, this is crazy. This whole thing's censored. I said, yeah, it's censored. Said, we've been telling everybody it's censored and nobody wants to believe us. Millions of articles a day are being pulled off the internet. Remember, there's tens of billions of articles. They're taking millions of articles a day. It's hard now to find, if you go through Google, it's hard to find any videos on 9/11 or any videos on the plane going through the building with its nose cone popping out the other side after it went through 14-inch steel girders, completely perfect. I mean, yeah, we used to see that all the time, but that's all kind of gone now. It's hard to find those videos anymore. If you can find copies of those you're listening to me today, send them to us, and we'll post them on our website. We'll put them up so people can continue to find them. But guys, this is the story of what's going on globally right now. We have a hardcore communist rebellion. Remember, when Israel was founded via the Rothschilds, it was founded as a communist state. It was communist. Just, you know, people don't get that. It's just crazy. They still have these areas where they have these communes in Israel right now in which they all work together in a communist environment. You know, Bernie Sanders worked at one of these for a while, but he was so lazy they fired him. They threw him out. They told him to get out because he wouldn't work. And the craziest part about it is we give $23,000 per year in foreign aid to every family in Israel. And you think, what the heck? Why don't we give $23,000 per year to every family in America? Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice to get a check from the government for $23,000 a year? Just tax-free. Here's $23,000. Yeah, but that's what they do over there. It's kind of their communist mantra, isn't it? Nah, we don't want to do that. I mean, it'd be nice, but we don't want to do that because then we set up a situation in which only the people who are really heavily motivated to work are going to work, and the rest of everybody else is going to sit back and just kind of chill out. I mean, they've seen this over and over again. If you have 25 workers, and they're all great workers, and they're all getting paid, you know, $5 an hour to make math. Well, let's make it $10 an hour. You got 25 workers making $10 an hour, and they're building something. And you got one guy who's a go-getter. He's going 20 times faster than everybody else, and he's still making his $10 an hour. That's all he makes. No matter what he does, no matter how hard he works, no matter how much effort he puts into the house that he's building, he makes $10 an hour. Well, you know, he may build that house, you know, like that. 10 or 12 houses in, he won't be doing that anymore. He's going to be chilled out like everybody else. I remember years ago, I was working at a place called Morrow Memorial Hospital. It's out of business now. It's turned into a hospice. It's in Auburndale, Florida. And I remember they had several people who were there with me who were working, who were high school kids and college kids. I was a college kid at the time. And I was always taught this European work ethic, this Protestant work ethic. You get in, you get it done, you get it over with. And they were paying us like a whopping $2.25 an hour or something crazy like that. I mean, it was like nothing. Of course, back then, gas was 25 cents a gallon. And I remember we were working in the hospital, and we were doing the floors. And I was learning how to use a buffer. And I was getting it all done and doing a great job. And finally, a couple of the other guys came up to me and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What do you mean?" They said, "What are you doing?" I said, I'm doing my job." They said, no, "You're making all of us look bad. Now, are you listening to me, friends?" This is what they said to me. "You're making all of us look bad. Your work ethic is too aggressive." Of course, I don't think they said work ethic. They probably didn't have the education for that. They probably said, "You're working too hard. You're making us look bad. You know, you're doing four or five times as much work as we're doing. You just need to chill out and relax." And I'm like, whatever. And eventually, I slowed down some, but I never went down to their pace. And it's just, this is what happens in a socialist economy or a communist economy. Everybody wants to get into the cart while the one person pulls the cart. And pretty soon the one person pulling the cart says, "You know, screw it. I'm getting in the cart with the rest of you guys." And then nobody pulls the cart. And then the economic engine of development and productivity of that entire country grinds to a halt and people are starving to death. As in, perfect example, Venezuela. Now, Venezuela, they were pushed over the cliff, because they had so many oil reserves and so much ability to create all this wealth and basically be a communist state, until the international banking cartels basically stopped giving them their short-term loans to run the oil machine they have in Venezuela and basically dried up their economy to try to completely collapse it, which is what they're doing right now. And it's sad, because once the people start starving to death, as they did in Russia and other places, they start rebelling and deciding that we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to throw everybody out. We're going to take control. And this is exactly what they're doing in the United States right now. They're pushing this narrative, pushing the narrative, pushing the narrative about communism. Guys, if you had told me back in the 50s and in the 60s that we were going to have openly communist people like Elizabeth Warren, you know, and Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, openly communist people running the United States of America, running for political office, including the gay Kenyan and his transgender wife, according to Joan Rivers, I would tell you that you're nuts. If you'd have told me we're going to be having transgender bathrooms in which boys and girls will be able to use the bathroom together, I'd have said, "What's wrong with you?" Or would old pedophile men can go into a bathroom with a little girl? No, I'd say, "What are you, Looney Tunes?" Remember, we were watching, you know, Mr. Ed, you know, the talking horse on TV. We were watching Hogan's Heroes, which, by the way, I didn't care for that show. And we were also watching things like Bewitched, which they said, "Oh, my gosh, we're having a witch on TV. Now the whole world's going to come against us." All these different shows. And then, we were watching Andy Griffith, and, you know, and Father Knows Best, and, you know, The Amazing Adventures of Superman. All these things. If you don't remember what I'm talking about, it's okay. You're not supposed to. You're too young. I guess I've been around for a long time. And the reality is this. we basically had a country that was Norman Rockwell. It was Norman Rockwell America when I was a child. We didn't have this weird stuff going on. Now, we had our issues. We had a lot of issues that we worked on and we got fixed. But guys, when these communists got in through the Frankfurt School and they started pushing their filthy, sick, perverted narrative. I've got a friend of mine right now. He says he's, you know, visiting some friends, and he didn't even realize, you know, his friends, his wife's friends, and you know, and they were basically, the language is horrible, and it's all these sexual jokes and all the other stuff that's going on. I mean, what's happened to our society? You know, what's happened to the Norman Rockwell America that we had? What's happened to doing what's right because it's the right thing to do? Now, instead of do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, now it's do it to them before they do it to you. What kind of sick stuff is that? Why do people even joke like that? And what's up with these unbelievably sick, perverted jokes that people want to tell all the time? I mean, you know, we always had that when we were kids. It was very, very rare. You'd get around somebody, you know, you say, oh, Joe's a foul mouth, and, you know, and whatever. And I used to correct them. Because when I was a kid, even when I was, you know, in a backslidden state or not saved state or whatever I was, I have no idea, because I was raised in the Lutheran church and pulled out. I have no idea what I was, but I sure did fall away from the good Lord. And I came back to him at the age of 23. You know, even I knew at that point, you know, we didn't cuss around women. You think, really? There was a time when you didn't cuss around women? Yeah, there was a time. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've been someplace in public, and somebody's at a table next to us, and it's GD this and F this and this. You know, just, I mean, unbelievable. And I've gone over and said, hey, look, guys, my wife and my children are here. You guys chill out on the language? And they're, okay, okay, okay. Now, sometimes they get kind of belligerent with you, but you say, look, this is ridiculous. Why do you want to use this kind of language? Why do you want to be like this? And think through all of this, guys. I mean, who are you hanging out with? What's it doing to you? And is that okay? Always ask yourself those questions. And think through what you're putting yourself through or what you're putting your family through based upon the conversations you're having with other people and the environment that you put yourself in. Guys, if you're in a situation where you don't want to be in it, if you're in a restaurant or whatever, you know, you can always move tables or ask the people just not to do it. I used to do that all the time when I was a kid. You know, I had this terrible cigarette allergy. I still do because my mom's smoking all the time. And, you know, we'd be in these restaurants, and you'd have somebody who'd turn into a chimney next to you. I mean, a chain smoke right in the doggone booth. And I always go over and say, look, but I got an allergy. Could you please just kind of cool it with the cigarettes? And you think, oh, well, I've got a right to smoke. I mean, I didn't say you never right to smoke, but my gosh, man, how many do you want to smoke? Think through and have enough chutzpah to say, maybe what I'm seeing you do, maybe how you're acting is not okay, and maybe I don't want to be part of it. And guys, I saw that a lot in college. There were certain friends of mine, even when I wasn't saved, that just liked to do things that shouldn't be done. And I'd always step away from it. Because guys, if you start hanging out with those people, you start doing what they do, pretty soon you're going to find that behavior okay. And it's not okay. Perfect example. You know, this Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, she now has had an open invitation to work in Bernie Sanders' administration. Well, here he has an actress who's been in Congress for less than 2 years, who basically had, you know, filled out a help wanted ad, showed up as a basically person to be, how should I say, an actress on this great stage of our Congress now, and she won the role, and now she wants to work with Bernie Sanders and his administration, and he's invited her to do it. See, this is the problem. These are the types of people he's hung out with. Remember, he's a hardcore leftist communist. The Rothschilds pushed all of this, and they're going to continue to push it as long as we give them the rope, until finally we're going to wake up one day, and it's getting real close, friends. We're going to wake up one day and we're going to go, what the heck happened to our country? Where did it go? And guys, we are already on that slippery slope. What do you think, Oz?
That's really well said. And I mean, seeing what we're seeing now with this, just over the last 5 to 6 years of the degrading morals, especially with this whole gay and then transgender ideology. I mean, I saw an article earlier here. They were saying now that Rachel McKinnon, who's a guy, dude, male, who basically wants to be a female, so she's a alleged transgender now, has now won first place at the Masters Track Cycling World Championship for the second time in a row on Sunday. Now, this is a guy that wants to pretend he's a girl and is competing in female cycling. And now twice in a row, he has won the track cycling world championship. In fact, he actually just set on Sunday a new world record in the women's class. And, you know, all these transgender proponents are coming out saying that how great this is and how awesome this is. And everybody else that competed, all the true biological females, everybody on the outside that actually has a brain still and is not completely and totally inept, is going, this isn't fair. I talked to you guys months ago about the research article that discussed, do males have a biological, basically, advantage over females in sports, even if the males' testosterone levels are the same as the females? Meaning, if those males, transgenders, took testosterone-suppressing hormones so they could be a female and transgender over, whatever they want to do, do they still have a biological advantage? And the answer was a definitive yes. They said blood flow, heart size, muscle mass, bone density, even when the testosterone was down to females' levels and biological men that wanted to pretend they were women, they still had a significant advantage of them as far as in actual true sports with blood flow, VO2 max, and so forth. And so this is something that's really gone crazy now, is that we've gone so far left that we allegedly don't want to offend anybody due to political correctness, that we're now succumbing to the fact of allowing men, grown adult men, to dress up like females and dye their hair and pretend they're females and compete with females in their sports and absolutely beat them embarrassingly and set new world records. If I wasn't living in this right now, I'd almost think it was comical. I really would. I think it was like some big spoof movie somebody was doing right now. Somebody's gonna pop out of the closet in a minute with candid camera and go, ah, you're on candid camera, got you, it's all a joke. You're gonna go, ha ha, that was not really funny, but okay, at least it's over with. But it's not. It's not a joke. These people are serious and pushing this agenda. For instance, as well, you guys know I don't recommend cereal for breakfast ever. I think it's probably one of the worst things you can eat in the morning. Unbelievably high sugars, you know, simple carbs, spike blood sugar first thing in the morning. Useless food in the morning. Cereal. That's why we don't sell cereal here at the office. I don't even have cereal in my house. And it's not because I never want to eat cereal, because I'm not going to lie. You know, even some organic cereal is delicious sometimes. That has no purpose. It is one of the worst foods you can eat for breakfast in the morning, especially if you're trying to maintain a high level of muscle tissue and also low body fat. Worst. Just like the worst thing to eat in the morning. And then if you really want to do it, have a bowl of cereal with a glass of orange juice. You want to see how your insulin will spike off that. Horrible breakfast. Now, Kellogg's, which, again, I've never really supported Kellogg's whatsoever. Now I will never, ever support Kellogg's. If you guys saw last week, they just released their new gay transgender breakfast cereal. Kid you not. Kid you not. They just came out with a new transgender inclusive everybody needs to be themselves breakfast cereal. According to the reports, the new all together cereal is what they've called it by Kellogg's. Combines Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Corn Flakes, Frosted Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies exclusively together in a big bright purple box with the word together emblazoned on the front and LGBT rainbow color display. They timed it, I guess, directly when the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation League came out for Spirit Day last week, and so they released their all-together Kellogg cereal in order to promote equality and inclusion. And according to Kellogg's, they've also donated $50,000 again this year to that gay and lesbian transgender group in order to promote the LGBT agenda to children, including the Drag Queen Story Hour, which has now taken hold in large amount of public libraries across the United States, which is quite disgusting to me. But again, this shows you how far these people are trying to push it. And it's not that, and see, this is the thing, I'm always taking a very libertarian approach. A lot of my friends know that, a lot of our listeners know that. If somebody's 20, 30, 40 years old, and they decide they're a dude, but they want to go have their appendage cut off, and they want to go inject hormones into their body so they can pretend they're a girl, I really don't care, to be honest with you, because quite frankly, you're a grown adult. If you want to go engage in that and mutilate your body, I think you have the right to do so. Do I agree with it? No. Do I think that's the, probably the Christian thing to do? Absolutely not. Do I think you're going to regret it in the future? Yeah. But everybody has a choice of free will. The issue that I have now that's made me so aggressive about this topic is that now it's not about a 20 or 30 year old dude wanting to go do that to himself. Now they're pushing the ideology, and not even pushing it mildly, pushing it militantly onto the young children all across the United States, and then making them think this is not only fun and cool, it is the new normal. It is not only the new normal, it is now the right thing to do. If you are not accepting all this different transgender ideology to be shoved down your throat every day and night, you're basically a hater. You're a bigot. You're a racist. You're a neo-Nazi. You're a skinhead, and you have no business being in society anymore. That's what they imply to the entire younger generation now, and that is the problem I have with it. And this is what they're doing now, and Kellogg's bringing out this cereal. Oh, and by the way, they're not just bringing out the cereal just to promote this. They're also charging $19.99 a box for it. So it's like six times more than normal GMO cereal, and of course it's all GMO still, but you get to pay $20 a box, and a bunch of the proceeds go to support transgender and gay and lesbian communities. By the way, I just want to add that on top of there now. So this is what we see happening now in the United States while they twist and completely manipulate the entire younger generation mindset. And this is why it's so crucial that we make sure we do everything we can to protect the minds of these young children. I'm super, super picky about what my kids are exposed to right now, because I don't need my son coming in and saying, hey, Dad, my teacher told me I can be a girl today, or I can be a unicorn today, or I can be a pixie today. So I'm going to lose a lid. I am, and I'm going to find out who told him that. Because there's no reason to be polluting the younger generation like this with this sick, perverted ideology unless you're trying to make every thought of every man twisted, confused, and evil all the time. That is the only reason and the only excuse you can possibly have to want to promote this filth and this sadistic behavior onto young, innocent little children. That is the only reason, Dad, in my opinion.
Well, it's the mind of the youth. It goes back to what Hitler said. Give me the mind of the youth and it will change the generations to come. And remember, these young children, you know, Hunter's 3 years old now, almost four. He's in a theta brainwave state. Everything you tell him, he thinks is true. You know, if you tell him the moon is made out of, you know, cheese, he'll believe you. I want to have a bite of the moon, Daddy. You know, he's in a dream state. He's in a theta brainwave state. And when you program these children when they're this young to think that this stuff's okay, you can't unprogram it. You know, the only thing that could do it would be a complete infilling of the Holy Spirit and they accept Jesus Christ and they stop it. But that's a hard program to break when you come in from a theta brainwave state. And they've only got it until about 7 or 8 years of age, and then that stops. That's why it's difficult to remember what you did when you were a child. It's kind of like trying to remember your dreams. You know, you wake up in the morning, you wake up, you're in the middle of your night, you got this vivid dream going on. You're like, oh my gosh, I got this horrible dream, or great dream, or whatever it is. And also you wake up in the morning, you go, what was that dream about? That's why if you really want to remember your dreams, you got to wake up and write them down, because you don't remember them because you were in a theta brainwave state. Same thing happens to these young children. They're in a dream state, and so they don't remember where they were, what they did when they were young, but they remember what they were taught, and they remember what their belief structure was that was given to them, and they think that it's okay to be a boy or a girl. I mean, you think about it for 1 second. You know, Lance Armstrong, he's the perfect example. He won all of those Tour de France's, but then he got basically accused of doping allegations, and he got into all kinds of heat from that. And finally, he revealed that he'd started using steroids, because remember, he had lost one of his testicles, which I'm not saying he should have been using steroids, but he had testicular cancer. And then in 2013, Armstrong confessed that some of the allegations were true, that he declined to testify about the full extent of the use of the drugs that he was on. After from his fall from grace, CNN wrote an article that the epic downfall of cycling's star, once an idolized icon of millions around the globe, stands out in the history of professional sports. And then he was stripped of so many of his titles. Okay, now, you say, why are you talking about Lance Armstrong? Because we just had a man win a women's competition. You know, why doesn't Lance Armstrong now go in and turn into a woman and start running the doggone Tour de France again? He'll win everything, even at his age. He's that amazing, and he would that be able to compete that strongly against the women competitors. You say, you can't do that. Well, why not? Everybody else seems to want to be a guy being a girl. I mean, they're breaking weightlifting competitions records everywhere, breaking wrestling everywhere. Tour de France, they'll be doing that pretty quick. I mean, this is an inversion. every person who's a medical professional, who's had training in college, every geneticist knows there's a difference between men and women, but they tell us there's not. Why is that? Why have we got so far out there? Well, I'll be honest with you. It's because we've been told that it's basically not okay to think that someone's not what they say they are because you're being prejudiced against them. You know, here's an article that was from the Russian Insider, and it's a good article. It says, "Big Tech Oligarchs, the best tool for censoring the internet is the Anti-Defamation League." And you think, what the heck? Because the so-called Anti-Defamation League doesn't even practice what it preaches. In fact, the ADL, under CEO Jonathan Greenblatt, is one of the main organizations working to slander its political enemies and to censor free speech. You know, why is that? You know, why are they doing this? Well, because they're communists. The banning of ALSA by YouTube on August the 28th was a direct outcome of what's been described as the hit list that was put out by the ADL less than 2 weeks earlier, titled, "Despite YouTube Policy Update, Anti-Semitic White Supremacist Channels Remain." Of course, every time you say anything about Israel, you're an anti-Semitic. That's just the way they like to look at that. "Despite YouTube Policy Update, these remain." This article was an open call to censorship, appealing to YouTube's recent policy changes restricting further free speech. But the hit list was only a small part of a plan set in motion by the ADL years before. Now, guys, this is what we have to understand. When you start saying that you can't say that a man's a woman or you're a racist or the ADL is going to come after you, then what you're doing is you're doing massive, massive, massive censorship. And it's all about promoting the communist Rothschild banking inversion agenda in the world. And this is what's happening all over the place, and it's what's happening now with women competing as men and men competing as women. And you notice, I say women competing as men, they don't ever set any records. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, bone density is not the same, everything else isn't the same. But when you have a man who decides he wants to be a girl, they blow all the women's records away. But the girls have to be told that they can't be basically singled out because they're girls. They have to basically compete at the same level. And it's not genetically possible unless these girls go on tremendous amounts of testosterone. And even then it's difficult because of O2 uptake and because of nitrogen retention, because of their X chromosome. All of these things factor in to make a girl and a boy a boy. But when I see things like this, Austin, when I see what's going on with the transgender story hour, the collective shrugs that we, the American population, give, not me and not you, but the general population, like, oh, that's funny, ha, ha, ha. Guys, what's going to happen, like Austin said, when your 4-year-old or your 8-year-old or your 10-year-old or your 12-year-old little boy or girl says, hey, by the way, I want to be the opposite sex, let's do it? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be devastated. Your family's going to be devastated. Unless you're a really hardcore leftist, which if you are, you're not listening to this show, and you applaud them and you go, oh, how wonderful, how wonderful. Or you get these liberal lesbian feminists who tell their little boys that they're little girls and proceed to have their appendages cut off at a very, very young age without the little boy even realizing what's going on. Yeah, that happens too. Bunch of sick. I can't say the bad word here this morning, but that's exactly what they are. Bunch of sickos. And then you get all these little kids or all these young children or all these young adults who decide they're going to flip their sexes around. And now 10 or 15 years later, 10 years later, 5 years later, they go, whoops, man, I made a mistake. I made a mistake and I want to go back to what I was when I was born. The problem is if you've had that surgery done, like Austin said, you've mutilated yourself, you may try to go back, but you ain't going to get back right. You're not going to get back the right way. You're going to have a mess on your hands trying to get everything to work again and to reconstruct body parts. It's a major problem that we have right now. And again, it's all part of this inversion from the satanic group that runs the planet. The same guys who worship Baal and Moloch and Asherah. The same guys that we always talk about. The same guys who own Kellogg's through their interlocking corporate directorships and outright stock purchases. Yeah, those guys. And you think, well, it shouldn't be that way. Hey, I agree with you. You're whistling into the choir. I mean, they already pulled me off of YouTube a year and almost 2 years ago now. And, you know, because I guess my content was too hot or too politically incorrect, I guess it would be. I guess. I'm sure it is. And see, guys, that's why I want to thank you guys. You know, I don't have to have sponsors. You know, if I had to have sponsors, oh, my gosh. Well, we're not going to pay the advertisers if you don't stop talking about this, Ted Dawson. Well, okay. Well, how are we going to pay for the show?
well, we don't care, but you know, you're gonna have to censor yourself. You're gonna have to do it yourself. You gotta do it voluntarily, and you gotta like it when you do it. Well, I don't wanna like it. I don't wanna do it. Well, how about that? Well, then we're gonna pull our money. Okay, then the show goes off the air. See, this is the problem. See, you know, when you dance with the devil in the moonlight, you know, and you let him take the lead, he kind of tells you what to do and where to go. We're not going to do that on the show. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for getting your aluminum-free deodorants from us. Thank you for getting your toothpaste from us and all the other things that we tell you about on the show, kind of on the side, because we want you guys to know that if it wasn't for you and our listeners that are listening right now, we would not have this show on the air. We couldn't. Thank you. I want to be that guy that tells you guys thank you. But guys, as far as I'm concerned, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Austin, what do you think, bud? What's your next story?
Well said, really well said. And speaking of aluminum-free, one thing that we know is not aluminum or mercury-free is the new flu vaccine, which it never is. The research now has come out showing again how this year's flu vaccine is, again, nothing but a complete and total fraud. Data released by the CDC shows the adjusted vaccine effectiveness rate for 9 to 17-year-olds in the study that they did on the new flu vaccine is 6%. 6% effective rate. And that's the actually what they're releasing. Meaning 94% of all the 9 to 17-year-olds that get the flu vaccine absolutely has zero effect in preventing you from getting the flu. However, it does have numerous side effects, including swelling, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fevers, chills. And those are just the mild side effects that they actually report as normal. And they also came out and say in 18 to 49-year-olds, the rate went up a little bit further and had a 25% effective rate. So 75% of the people that get it has zero positive effect in preventing the flu. And 50 to 64-year-olds and 65-year-olds and up had a 12% effective rate. Meaning, again, the flu vaccine is completely and totally worthless. And let's not forget, though, that it's not necessarily just worthless. There's a very specific thing that it does, and that is contaminating people and making them sick and increasing the hospital rates significantly. Majority of the people that actually end up going to the hospital have highly adverse effects from the flu vaccine. And also, too, if you guys know, the flu vaccine is the most compensated vaccine for vaccine injuries from the U.S. government via the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, the number one paid out vaccine. And also, one study found children who received the flu vaccine are 4.4 times higher risk of virologically confirmed non-influenza infections, meaning they're 4 times 4 more likely and likely to be more susceptible to other common flu-like viral infections just from getting the vaccine. While it's only 6% effective from actually preventing getting the flu itself, so you have a 4.4 times percent higher of getting flu-like viral infections, but yet it's supposed to help you somehow magically not get the flu. And nothing makes it worse. Asthmatic children who received the flu vaccine have been found to have 3 times significant increased risk for hospitalization for flu and flu-like illnesses. Women being recommended to get the flu vaccine still boggles my mind. I still don't even understand how this concept floats around and people still think this is actually normal. Even the package insert on the new Flurex vaccine states there are insufficient data on the Flurex quad here in pregnant women to inform vaccine associated risk. That's what it says right on the vaccine insert. I mean, they absolutely have no data whatsoever to know if this even works. However, I did pull something up that was very interesting. This is something that I haven't talked about in a very long time, and I'm going to bring it up here real quick because there was a research study that showed the flu shot had a massive association with spontaneous abortion in pregnant women. This is a fun one right here. This is the one that nobody ever wants to talk about. This is from a research article done in 2011 to 2012. It was association, this is the name of it, Association of Spontaneous Abortion with Receipt of Inactivated Influenza Vaccine Containing H1N1. The abstract abstract and introduction, it said the inactivated influenza vaccine is recommended at any stage of pregnancy, but evidence of safety in early pregnancy is limited. We sought to determine if the receipt of vaccine containing H1N1 was associated with spontaneous abortion. We conducted a case control study over two influenza seasons from 10 through 11 and 11 to 12 in the vaccine safety data link. These were finally released basically in September 2017, and it went on to say here, the results, the overall adjusted odds ratio, which is AOR, said among women who received the H1N1 containing vaccine in the previous influenza season, in the 1 to 28 days, so in the first 1 to 28 days of getting the vaccine, they had a 7.7% spontaneous abortion rate. 7.7%. That means out of 100 women, almost 8 of them had spontaneous abortions that had the flu vaccine. Now let's look at the adjusted rate on women that did not get the flu vaccine. On their AOR, their overall adjusted odds ratio, was 1.3 among women not vaccinated in the previous season. 1.3 compared to 7.7. They went on to say the conclusion, spontaneous abortion was directly associated with the influenza vaccine in the preceding 28 days. The association was significant among women vaccinated in the previous influenza season with the H1N1 vaccine. So not only do you know this stuff has serious side effects in just normal people, we also now have discussed that it has absolutely almost a zero effective rate, especially for children and older adults, and we also know that it's directly linked to spontaneous abortion when used in pregnant women. And then, of course, you also have the kicker, the real kicker that everybody loves, that most people hardly ever read. On the insert, it also says here, the indication that it's based on the immune response elicited by the Fluvac vaccine, there has been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in the influenza disease after vaccination with the Fluvac vaccine. It says it right on the insert. What that basically means is there has been no significant controlled trial studies that have been done that show the vaccine works by any means whatsoever. None. Zero. That actually show it truly works. But yet, you see it on every Walgreens poster. You see it at Walmart. You see it at Publix. You see it at CVS, Eckers, whatever's left. I don't know if Eckers left anymore as I was a kid. Yet they constantly push it. Yet when you actually read the inserts and you look at the research studies that do actual true research on this, you find that not only does it have almost hardly any effective rate whatsoever, it has a plethora of side effects that are even listed on the vaccine insert, and it really has no positive effect whatsoever being in your body. Do your research. Understand what they're trying to inject into your body and realize this stuff is not what we're being told. That's why it irritates the hound out of me when you talk to some people, no. Vaccine research is settled. The science is settled. It works. I'm like, no, the science isn't settled and it doesn't work. You're blithering moron if you pair with the mainstream media with that quote because it shows you how ignorant you are. Do your research on it and actually look at what this stuff is doing to people, what they're even putting on the vaccine insert. They tell you on the insert before they've injected into you. But yet most people blindly go, inject themselves with it, become deathly sick, and then wonder, oh my God, I got the flu. I guess I didn't get my vaccine flu shot early enough. I better get it earlier next year. And I just sit there and shake my head and go, wow, what has America become? We've become so dense and so ignorant to the point that we follow individuals blindly and allow them to inject us with compounds that we have no idea what is even in them or what it's even going to do to our body. And we do zero research on it and zero studies on it before we inject it into our body. It's an embarrassment to the United States population. And this is why I bring topics like this up, and so does Dad, because you need to do the research. And if you decide, after all the research, you still want to get the shot, that is your right. You have the absolute, complete reason to do so if you want to do so. But do your research and be an informed user and give consent to it, or don't give consent to it. But don't just blindly follow the herd because that's what the mainstream media tells you to do. We already know NBC blatantly lied, blatantly fabricated video footage from a gun range from Kentucky at Knob Creek machine gun shoot and played it two separate occasions on mainstream media telling that was the Turkish rebels invading Syrian civilian city. They said it over and over and over and over and over again on mainstream media, and then came out and said, oh, sorry, that was our mistake. Now, I have to ask yourself the question, how in the world do you take footage from a machine gun shootout at a shooting range in Kentucky from 2017 and edit the footage, then put the captions on it, play it on national television twice back and forth, and then say, oh, sorry, that was a mistake. We don't know how we got that footage, and we don't know how it worked. Really? Do you really believe that they didn't know that? They had it already planned. They didn't expect the American population to call them out for it. This is what they do. So if you know they already lie like that, you already know they come out with legitimate fake news and get busted for it, why in the world are you going to believe one single thing they say about anything else if they're known liars and they're known deceivers and they're known manipulators? Because once people start lying to you blatantly over and over again like this and they start producing fake news, you can't trust anything they say. That's a fact. If people start lying to you repeatedly and lie to you again and you try to bust them on it, and you bust them on it, they lie to you again, and you bust them on it, they lie to you again, if you have any common sense, eventually you're going to reach a point and you're going to say, I'm not going to listen to a darn thing you say. Pretty much you can be pretty confident. I'm very confident on this. 99% of everything the mainstream media says is either a lie or it's manipulated propaganda to make you believe a lie or make you believe the way they want you to believe. That's my take on it, Ed.
You know, Austin, I don't know if it's 99%, but it's way up there. I mean, the problem is when they lie so much, you have to assume it's all of it. You have to assume it's 100% because, you know, you guys have done this before, and I've done this before. You meet somebody, you think they're telling you the truth, and all of a sudden they're just lying. And pretty soon you have to question every single thing they say. You know, they tell you that vitamins are bad for you. That's because they want to push their drugs. They tell you that certain vitamins need to be taken off the market. That's because they want to push their drugs. They tell you that basically the diet doesn't change your life expectancy. That's because they want to push their drugs to keep you as sick as they possibly can. So you're right. It's all a bunch of lies. I mean, when I saw the information, I want everybody to read an article that I have on the website. It's called Aspartame, A Chronicle of Crime. I wrote this article 20 years ago, and I, you know, it doesn't change. It blows my mind that what they did to get aspartame approved as by the FDA in the use of sweeteners, and it turned into became a brain entrainment molecule. It's a dopamine trigger. I mean, it's just horrible. So every time you see them promoting artificial sweeteners and drugs and chemicals, it's all because there's a specific agenda behind it by the same guys who own Kellogg's. There you go. I can say Kellogg's now instead of the same guys who took down Building 7. It's the same group, guys, and they own all. I mean, it's the international banking community, and they own it all. They own it all through corporate interlocking directorships, and they don't want you to know they own it all. That's why it's not Rothschild everything. And so this is the problem that you run into. And so everybody gets caught into this, Austin, and they believe it. Now, the problem that I have is this. Are the people who are good parents, and I mean good parents, they love their kids. I mean, they love their children. I mean, they would die for their kids. And you give them information, you give them 500 or 600 research articles, and you give them 10 or 12 good ones for them to read up front about what immunizations do, and then you tell them to watch the movie Vaxxed. And they still immunize the kids. And you're like, what the heck? And it's because that normalcy bias is so ingrained, or their family basically wants them to immunize, and they're not willing to stand up against their family and say, no, we're not going to do this. I mean, you know, it's just, it blows my mind that people are actually that naive, and they want to believe that what the government is telling them is true, when the package insert itself says that this flu shot in a pregnant woman can cause spontaneous abortion. You know, and you think, well, it won't do that to me. Well, what if it does that to you? What if that mercury or that aluminum in that shot causes neurological damage to that baby? I remember the other day I was talking to Lana Austin. This is Austin's wife. Her name's Lana. And Hunter was at the grocery store, and they were talking. They were in the checkout line. And Hunter was just having a conversation. He's 3 years old. I mean, a full vocabulary conversation. And some woman who was a speech pathologist came up to him and said, I've never seen a three-year-old with this type of vocabulary and this ability to communicate. Why? Why is that? We used to see three-year-olds all the time that could do that back in the 50s and the 60s. Why is it that's so rare now that a speech pathologist has to speak about it? Why? He's not vaccinated. He didn't have a bunch of aluminum and, you know, mercury in his brain. You know, and see, you got to think through this, guys, if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, if you're a great-grandparent. You know, you can't force your great-grandchildren or your grandchildren or your children not to vaccinate. Austin's right about that. But you can at least give them the literature. You can at least let them read the literature. And if they choose to do it, they choose to do so many times at their own peril. You know, I had a couple that I contacted me years ago. Their first child at 18 months got the MMR booster shot, became autistic. Second child, 18 months, got the MMR shot, became autistic. Now, you'd have thought by this time that they'd have said, maybe we're not going to do this again. Third child, got MMR booster shot, 18 months, got, became autistic. Three autistic kids. They were all perfect until 18 months. And you're like, why would they keep doing that? Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody not read the literature? Again, it's back to normalcy bias, because the medical doctor who gave them the shot that caused the autism says, oh, no, 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 no. The literature's out there. Your child has a predisposed genetic marker to become autistic. This immunization has absolutely nothing to do with it. And you're like, but they were normal before that. No. They were predisposed genetically. 18 months, boom, they trigger and they can become autistic. Has nothing to do with the vaccine. And the problem is, and gosh, I hate to say this, a lot of these pediatricians who tell you that, they really believe it. I mean, really? They do. They believe it instead of questioning it. And they say, oh, no, it's not the vaccines. We have this 1 in 32 children now with autism. It's not the vaccines. And my response is this, then what is it? All right, what is it? We used to be 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000. What is it? What is it? What is it that's making 1 in 32 boys autistic now? Oh, well, we don't know. Well, why don't you think maybe we need to start backing off some of these things like glyphosate, Roundup, and immunizations, vaccines, all these different things. Why don't we just do all of this stuff, back out, and see if we can change these numbers a little bit? No. They don't want to do that because, remember, these autistic children, they're going to be a burden on the state. And that's one of the key strategies that was taught through the Frankfurt School and was picked up by Cloward and Piven, that you have to overwhelm the social infrastructure of a republic to destroy it, to bring it into socialism and communism. They want to have as many autistic children as they possibly can. And see, this is the problem when you have these government bureaucrats that are communists, that get appointed positions, that can't be fired, that have tenure at major universities. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, they basically can't get terminated. Perfect example. One major university here in the United States has a graduate level professor. And every time they have a Christian group meeting on campus, this graduate level professor walks up to the Christian group's table, flips them off, gives them the bird, gives them the finger, whatever you want to call it, basically cusses them out. And then he walks away and laughs about it. He's a graduate level professor, and they can't fire him. It doesn't make any difference what he does. The other day he was in a class and he goes, I can do anything I want to do in this class. They can't fire me. I mean, what a great job that I've got. He's a communist. Well, I can do anything I want to do. Yeah, I don't have to teach what I don't want to teach. I can do what I want to teach. I can do whatever I want to do. Why? Because this is the system that we're in. You get the situation where you get these professors who get tenure and they can't be fired. They can't be terminated. They can't be forced to resign. They can't be nothing. They're basically... They're immune from their own actions. And guys, that's not okay, because they can do whatever they want to do, offend as many people as they want to offend, and barring, I guess, sexual assault on a child or a student in the classroom, they won't even get a upturned eyebrow. And it's sad that we've got a system like that that allows these kind of weirdos to get in and talk to children and young adults and try to force their twisted ideology on them. Very, very important that you watch where your kids go to school and watch what their professors say. And you warn them in advance this is going to happen so you can prepare them for it. By the way, there's a common mineral that massively reduces insulin resistance in the body, to completely change the subject, and that's magnesium. Again, magnesium is an essential mineral found throughout the nature, including your body. It's involved in over 350 biochemical reactions, and it helps to prevent insulin resistance, which can lead to syndrome X. Metabolic syndrome disorder, which can cause chronic inflammation and other health problems. Guys, that's why it's so important. You know, magnesium can help, it helps to boost athletic performance. It eases the symptoms of depression. It can improve bone and heart health. It can lower blood pressure. It can reduce the risks of chronic inflammation. I mean, you can get magnesium from almonds and Brazil nuts and figs and collard greens and avocado, parsley, garlic, or you can take supplements. And that's why we recommend the magnesium brain food, which is, by the way, I take 4 to 6 scoops of that stuff every day now. That stuff is just off the chain as far as what it does as far as brain fog. Oh, my gosh. It just takes care of that like immediately within a week. That's the magnesium brain food. And we also have the capsules. So, guys, it's so important to get enough magnesium. And your body needs it. I'm going to say this. I'm going to go on the record. Your body needs a lot more magnesium than it needs calcium. And the calcium helps. The magnesium helps to mitigate the excessive absorption of calcium from your food supply, which can cause hardening of the arteries. We talked about that in length a few weeks ago or a few days ago. I can't remember anymore. So, guys, it's important to take a really good magnesium supplement every single day. And another thing you just need to stay away from is high fructose corn syrup, because high fructose can actually worsen the effect of a high fat diet. It can really increase the risks of fatty liver. It can disrupt the fat metabolism of the liver in ways that are really bad for your health. And it can really cause a lot of health issues, including type 2 diabetes. That's why on Health Masters, our products don't contain high fructose corn syrup. And also remember too, if you're looking at a label that says high fructose corn syrup, it's coming from corn. 99% of the corn of the United States, in fact, 100% of the corn of the United States, if it is not organic, has glyphosate in it. So now your high fructose corn syrup is not only causing fatty liver, all kinds of health issues, it's also pumping you full of glyphosate. And guys, this fatty liver thing is very, very, very serious, and you need to understand that one of the primary causes is high fructose corn syrup, which is in almost every single soda. So you get the sodas with high fructose corn syrup, which are unbelievably bad for you, or you get the sodas that basically have aspartame or Splenda in them, which are unbelievably bad for you. How about this? How about we just all stick with distilled water or reverse osmosis water? It's a lot healthier for you, and guys, it'll help you live a lot longer. That's one of the key things. Austin, what do you think? What's your next story, bud?
Well, that's absolutely right. And I tell people all the time, one of the things you can do if you want to make a drink or, you know, something that tastes better, because I know some people, they get tired of water. And I know it's a lot of people, if you've grown up your whole life and you've been conditioned drinking Kool-Aid and soda and so forth, I get it. Water's boring. I used to be into bodybuilding, so was Dad. You get used to pretty much chicken, rice, broccoli, and water, or chicken, fish, and broccoli, and water. whatever it is, you get used to it, and you just do it because that's what you do. But I understand a lot of people get tired of that. And so what I've recommended a lot of people do is throw a scoop of our Ultimate Multiple Powder in a jug of water, or a glass of water, or a tumbler, or the magnesium powder. Either one of those tastes really good, or you can combine the two together. And so what you'll find is, and I've done this multiple times, you'll find that not only do you drink more water because it tastes pretty good and you stay really hydrated, but it also gives you a bunch of energy because you're loading your body up with magnesium and B vitamins all day long. And especially if you're really athletic or you're out here in Florida in our 95% humidity all the time and you're sweating all the time, you want to constantly be replenishing yourself with those nutrients. So those two products right there, you can play around with them. You do a scoop or two scoops or half a scoop, however you want to add to it. But that's just something that you can really do to kind of add in and make it taste a little bit better if you get tired of water all the time. Also, too, in other news as well, you guys, if you've seen in California, PG&E is now preparing to cut power off to another 500,000 homes in Northern California for the next 48 hours, they have said, because of the wildfires out there. Their announcement came just 10 days after more than 2 million people had their lights turned out when the powerful winds whipped up. So, again, this is why I've been telling everybody, stay prepared, stay ready. This isn't going to stop. PG&E said that last week when I talked to you guys about that article. They said this is pretty much going to be the new normal now. They're going to be shutting power off all the time out there. And see, once they condition the population that they're doing this because of fires and winds and all the stuff that's going on, then they can slowly start to condition the population. Well, we're doing this to save you money. We're doing this to keep the system good. We're doing this to make sure everybody has a fair amount of electricity. And it slowly, slowly, slowly trickles down into the communist ideology of where you basically, everybody just gets a little bit of something. Nobody has anything. And that's just what they want the American population to be okay with, and that's not okay to me. Also, too, if you guys have seen this, the last day on Health Masters website that we have the product of the week, the joint rebuilding formula, on sale right now, over 20% off. I know Dad and both I are a big proponent of this product. I have a lot of customers, numerous customers, that have used this product repeatedly for injuries, for joint health, for repairing soft tissue damage. I know you used it a while back ago, Dad. I know you were having either. What was the issue with your shoulder? You had problems when you started the joint rebuilding formula?
Yes, I was having problems with my shoulders. Same thing with Sharon with her hips. And basically, it took care of it. I mean, you know, and now that's one of those products that, you know, you can use it on a regular basis and it's not going to hurt you whatsoever. But the main thing with that product, it's simple. If you've got an issue with the shoulder or with the knee, you can do a real high dosing on it, like 10 to 15 capsules a day for one bottle. And you'll see a difference on your joint. And if you don't see a difference on your joints, don't get another bottle. I mean, that's about as simple as I can get. But the vast majority of the people see a huge difference. And if you don't see a difference on your joint, just you send the product back. We'll give you a full refund. I mean, we don't have a problem doing that. We know we love you guys. We trust you guys because we know the product works. And that's one of the things that people need to understand is why not give it a shot? Just give it a shot. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But it's because a lot of times, like I had a friend of mine, she's got a husband who basically had knee replacement placed in surgery, and I tried to get him to use the product before he had the knee replacement surgery. He refused. Well, now the knee replacement surgery has caused a problem with his back, which happens very, very often with knee replacement surgeries because the gait's not the same, your walk's not the same, the elevation on your feet aren't the same, and all this stuff happens as you start kinking your back, you start having back problems, and then you end up with back surgery. And, you know, and then you think, well, wow, it's all because of my knee replacement. Yeah, it's not what they tell you it's going to be. Now, sometimes it's perfect and you don't have any side effects from it, but sometimes it's not. In fact, in the majority of cases, it's not perfect. You got to deal with issues with it. And so I told her, I said, well, I can't tell you it's going to help his back because if it's a gait issue or postural issue now because of the knee, the joint rebuilding formula is not going to do any good. It's not going to help. But if it's just something that can be repaired and your body can use those raw materials that we give it to try to rebuild those areas in your body that are bad, yeah, it's a good place to start. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you rather use a product like that and try a bottle of it and see if it helps a little bit before you go under the knife? Jeez. I remember when I had my back surgery back in 88, Austin. I mean, it was all I could do. I had an 80% compression on my spinal cord. I couldn't walk anymore. I was on, like, you know, crutches. I was in excruciating pain. And finally, I said, okay, it's time to get surgery because I had no option. But guys, because you got a little issue here, a little twitch here, a little twinge here, let me tell you something about getting older. Just a news flash for everybody because I'll be 64 here in a few weeks. It's one of those things that you start picking up little notes, you start noticing little things. And the thing about it is that just when you do notice them, just adjust them with your diet and adjust them with your supplement intake, those little things kind of go away. But if you start medicating those little things and start surgically fixing those little things and altering those little things, invariably it leads to a cascading series of events that basically cause a lot more problems. But in some cases, they do work. But guys, just be careful with all of those choices you make, especially with surgery, and always make sure you get multiple opinions. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. You guys are absolutely awesome. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless. Show's yours, Oz.
Absolutely, bud. And again, thank you for the continued support, and thank you for making Health Masters, you know, your nutritional supplement store. I know a lot of people call us up all the time, and they go, you know, listen, we're supporting you guys. We got our stuff from GNC before, something like that. Not only do we feel better on your supplements, but we also get a response, and we get people that are giving us true information about it. Because, you know, you go to some of these other stores, and it's always the new product that they want to push. And it's not their product. It's nothing. It's always some product that some other manufacturer pushes them. Understand, guys, we don't carry products here unless we've personally tried them and tested them. All of them. I haven't personally tried it. I've had personal family members try it. And something like menopause support or something like that, obviously. But almost everything else, we personally use the products. If they work, if we like them, we keep manufacturing them. That's what we carry here. So you're getting the top tier, the best that you can pretty much buy on the market. And of course, you can call us at any time, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We'll be happy to help you out the best we possibly can. So again, thank you for the support. Thanks for taking care of healthmasters.com. Check out the product of the week, and please vote for the other products that you want to see win. I think B-Complex is winning pretty strong right now last time I scrolled down, but anything can happen. I know the B-Complex, well, methylated B vitamin, is a popular product. So check it out, healthmasters.com. We appreciate you guys. Stay prepared. Stay ready. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.